Shechita on the Mizbeah.
So we did it yesterday, the facts. Plus, we also, I posted on the chat, let's go right into Svara. So what do you want to take up first?
First point.
Machlokas Tanakama Rebbe. Tanakama holds what? Tanakama says that the korban right now, even though I can't eat it, because it's not nighttime yet, right, it's still kasher korban, and therefore Shvirat Tzatzim applies. And Rebbe comes along and says, no. Rebbe says that, what?
That it's not...
it's not royal achila. It's not...
Bar achila.
It's not bar achila.
Wait, you're learning this machlokas tanakama, Rebbe?
No! I'm saying that... Right. So, good. So again, if Shvirat Tzatzim, and that's the key point, if Shvirat Tzatzim is tied to the Maisa Achila, and I like, in my mind, picture like a coin. In other words, when you have Maisa Achila, what's built on the other side of that coin? There's a Shvirat Tzatzim. So if there's a Psul of Maisa Achila,
then that's only going to apply during this mana.
Good. Or...
It can be...
Or do you say, no, Shvirat Tzatzim is just a din in breaking an oaf. So as long as this is an oaf, it doesn't matter if this is a man of Achila, the chepta itself is an oaf.
Right, now that emanates from the idea of it being a kasher korban. Right. Now it's a kasher korban, and part of the properties of being kasher korban, it's an oaf. Just because I can't do a maisa achila, that doesn't mean it's not an oaf. As an aside, right? Now, as I mentioned yesterday and in the chat, okay, if someone does not want to explain this point, it's okay. I'm not going to judge you, okay? I just think that there might be something here, meaning like this. The Gemara says that, well, you can't, you can go ahead and be mona, right, on the brains, right? So the Gemara says, my taima, because what could I do? Because normally speaking, what would you think? I can't do that. Why can't I do that? Because I can't break the skull, right? I can't break the skull. Okay, but it turns out there's an alternative method. But let me ask you a question. Now, again, if you wanted to define this, what you would say is that if there's a method of getting the brains out of the skull through the nose, right? So then, what's the Gemara even mentioning this for? Meaning there must be, there could be a Havamina here that even though we know about this method, right? Nonetheless, extracting brains, being mona on the brains is a problem. Even though we know there's a way to get some of the brains out.
Is the moach?
If you're mona, let's say I'm mona that I'm going to have the ribs. I'm mona ribs. Okay? Now think about that. If I ask you I'm being mona ribs, there's two ways you can understand what that means. Right? One way you could say is, what do I mean when I say I'm mona ribs?
The part where the ribs are.
Right? Oh, okay, the easiest way.
The meat around.
The meat, right? Like when you go to a steakhouse, you don't say, when you say I'm ordering ribs, what do you mean by when you're ordering ribs?
The meat around the
ribs. Right, that's what you're really talking about. So you're identifying the food. Okay, so that's one way you can go, is you could say that when I'm going ahead and, being mona, see what they're trying to do is Burke, you were going down a good road, but what's going to end up happening is you're going to have a very difficult time understanding in the definition of this object, whether there's a hole there or not. But if you swing back to the language of the Gemara is talking about mona, meaning when I designate, what am I actually designating? So again, using ribs is a good example. Do I mean the word flesh, the meat, right? That which I'm going to eat, right?
Because the brain's not really meat.
Right, okay, whatever.
What's halachically considered meat?
So if you look at it so far as the meat normal, like say by rib steak, so then I have access to to this thing. There's a hole right there. I can just take it out, right? But there's another way to say it. When I say ribs, and I mean by ribs, what do I mean? I mean the rib, and what does the rib include?
The bone,
the whole thing. It's a unit, right? I'm mona this unit, right? Well, as a unit, what makes the brain very different or unique, as some would say, from all the other parts of the cow? Remember, by the way, remember this.
It's not surrounding the bone, it's...
Right. See, all the other cases we're going to see by the animal is, let's say the leg bones. You have meat on the outside, bone, and then we're going to call it, quote unquote, meat on the inside. But not by the brain. The brain is only what?
Inside.
Is inside meat, right? That's what it is. So if that's how you look at mona, when I'm mona the thing, so then what? Then you think it wouldn't work. Okay? I just went the opposite order. Let's have some fun with this. Srefa. Good. Okay. So now, to review. So the Gemara says what? The Gemara says, you would have thought, let's start from an obvious havamina. If I told you right now, right, there's an Isser Shvirat Tzatzim. Let's just be honest, right? I would imagine you would think it would include making a hole in the bone using a coal. Maybe Joey wouldn't, but I think normative man would say that.
Why?
Should we include? No. Why? Really?
Is it still decomposing?
The first step is that burning and breaking are equivalent, right? Now the Gemara Kalama says, no, midoraisa, they're two separate phenomena. There's burning and then there's breaking. I'd like to explain that first. Like, what's that? Okay, that should be as simple as possible to factually. Everyone understand that, right? Again, in other words, what I thought is, everyone agrees I can't break the bone, right? But can I go ahead and burn a hole in the bone? So the Havamina, the assumption of the Gemara is no, that's breaking also, right?
If you burn a bone, it's going to crack.
We'll get to that.
Let's assume it's not.
Right, let's assume it's not. Right?
So you mean like if I take like a little torch and go like
it could be a, it could be a big torch. Oh, whatever, a coal. Whatever it is, I don't care. The point is that, yeah, yeah. You can have a very nice directed...
It's not like putting it in an oven and it starts cracking.
Right. Right, it's like, by the way, I mean, the Havdil, but it's like, what do you call it? When people get like hip replacements, right? So they use titanium screws, and they'll actually, they bore a hole into the bone, right? That's what you're doing here, except you're burning it, but you, is that breaking the bone? So the Havdil is saying, yeah, why not? That's breaking it. The must, what?
I mean, also one's an
you're saying even if the drill is the same thing?
I think so, yeah.
The same
well, it, the
tiger, it's,
I mean, the structure.
In other words, in the Havamina, now let's go back. In the Havamina, no, that's fine, that's fine. In the Havamina, before we'll get to you, Fader, don't worry. In the Havamina, right? So if you're going to tell me that Shvira and Srefa are really identical, so like you guys set it up as like a result-based phenomenon, meaning that if I look at what's the result of this thing, right? What's the result of it? Like you guys are saying, what's the result? It's ain't, right. I'm now not a corruption, but the bone is now. It was before in 100%, and now it's less than that. I've destroyed. I was just saying. There's now less bone. Okay, that's what you mean by result. The result is there is less bone now than before. Right, right. That would make Srefa and Shvira identical. Okay, but how do you create a different Misa Srefa from a different Misa Shvira? That's what you guys are trying to do. See, that, Moshe, that's what you're trying to say, yeah. Right? You're trying to show, that's the key. It's not just to show what Maisa Shvira is, but to contrast a Maisa Shvira versus Maisa Srefa. So the possibility that's being raised by you two guys, which I personally agree with, is that, yeah, well, if I think about it, there's the act of breaking. If we understand what breaking as a destructive action, is not just localized in what I'm doing, it affects the structure as a whole. Think about a wall, okay? You take a sledgehammer and bang into the wall. So what does that do as a result of it? I know what the Gemara is about to say next, but what does it do? It causes like a ripple effect. You're affecting the wall as a whole. Even though I'm making a knock here, it's an effect on the wall. But that's what burning is.
Well, you can argue that. It's not that, true.
Gemara comes along and says a Maisa Srefa is different as in Maisa than a Maisa Shvira. No, okay. That's what the Gemara is saying at this point. Now the question is, now what according to Bai, now Chazal are going to jump in and say, well, it's true, it's a different Maisa Srefa, but they could still, this is going to be hard, but they could still make a Gzera. Because if it's really a different Maisa altogether, then what's the Durabana going on? You know what I mean? But it's straight, it's not Shvira. You understand? Okay, fine. But now, what's out now, in order to resolve that stira with Rebbe, so now they come along and say, so now, how do you learn the case here? So either you're going to say, there's an Isser here. There's Isser Durabana. So either you're going to say that, so Chazal come along and say, Srefa, right, is a problem with Durabana, because what could it lead to? Or what does it lead to?
Breaking.
Right. Yeah, it'll break. So if, again, picture I burn the hole here, top of the bone, on the bottom of the bone, a crack will form. Now, of course, obviously, if that was a guarantee, then there'd be Nisa Baraisa, right? So don't think of it that way. It's not, okay. Now, Rava comes along and is coming from left field. I mean, only because it doesn't seem related to Shvira Satsam. Rava's saying it's nothing to do with Shvira Satsam. That's at the Gzera. So you're going to have to answer, before I explain Rava, you're going to have to answer, Rava clearly has a different idea than Abaye does. In other words, if I ask you right now, before I give Rava's reason, that sounds like a very reasonable idea, right? It's a classic Durabanan. The Issa Duraisa, there's no Issa Duraisa, right? But there's an Issa Durabanan because that Issa Durabanan is to protect the Duraisa, so we were protecting Shvira Satsam. So Rava comes along and says, I disagree with that Gzera. Rather, what's the Gzera? The Gzera is Hefset Kachem. So the problem is that, normally speaking, things that I don't eat, right, are supposed to spoil on their own. Here, what's going to happen is, a byproduct of me burning a hole, it's not a Shvira Satsam issue. It's that if I go ahead and burn a hole in the bone, it's going to burn some of that marrow, right? And that marrow is now, we'll call it pusle, or it's not edible anymore, not usable. But now I violated Hefset Kachem, right? That's a very different kind of Gzera. That's not a Gzera protecting Shvira Satsam.
I mean, you've destroyed...
If you say Srefa and Shvira are two separate Mises, right? There's a positive action called Shvira and a positive action called Srefa. I know it's destructive, but I'm saying they're both positive actions. So Rava makes a lot of sense. There'd be no reason, there's no avenue for Chazal to come along and create a Gzera, right? But well, there's another way you can look at it, though. Meaning, when Halach comes along and says, all we have is Shvira Satsam, okay? All we have is Shvira Satsam. What?
No, this isn't Shvira Satsam.
This isn't Shvira Satsam, okay?
Right.
But
it could come, you could, by doing this other thing with Shvira Satsam, you could bring about Shvira.
Exactly. Meaning, lacking Shvira Satsam doesn't mean there's no Shvira Satsam. The idea of Shvira Satsam is there. It's just that I don't want to say exists in potentia, but the point is the fact that the bone will crack, right, means that now that's the Shviratz Etzinness coming out. But what Srefa means, not that Srefa is a discrete Misa, rather it's not Shviratz Etzem. We have Shviratz Etzem and not Shviratz Etzem. You understand? That's the other way to look at it. But the reason why I like that is because...
follows that you make a Gezerah.
Exactly, because Gezerahs have to attach to the Halachic Misa. So if the Isser Shviratz Etzem... even if I say this thing lacks Shvira Setzem, but the point is at least I'm in the arena of Shvira Setzem, whereas Rebbe says, no, Shreifa is a different Maisa altogether. It's a different positive action. Halacha recognizes it as something different than Shvira.
Rebbe's a little...
What's the Mahami by Rebbe?
That's not a
what? Right.
But yeah.
There's me...
say that.
What?